Dr. Schneer dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on Robert Carl, C-A-R-L-E-S. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 7-18-24, Mr. Carl's performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There was a moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index, however, was greater than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow with continued moderate reduction of forced vital capacity. Compared to a prior study dated 4/13/23, there's been no significant change. Period. No paragraph compression, moderate restriction with a component of reversible airways obstruction showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Joel Hall. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 7/18/24, Mr. Hall performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with a moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was slightly less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 4/10/24. There's been no significant change. Period. No paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without bronchial reactivity showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Rhonda Mooney, M-O-O-N-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Lucas. On 7/18/24, Mrs. Mooney performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/16/24, there's been no significant change period. No paragraph compression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a six-minute walk test on John Curry. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 7/18/24, Mr. Curry performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97% period. The patient walked 578 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 99% period. No paragraph compression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia period. Thank you.